as part of our retirement segment brought to you by Fidelity Investments, we want to talk about the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending plan, which includes some significant changes to how Americans might save for retirement, including creating a new mandate for many businesses to offer a retirement plan for their workers. Here to discuss is Susan Neely, President and CEO of American Council of Life Insurers. Susan, good to see you again. So, you know, when you look at this this bill tucked away in there, perhaps the most far-reaching thing in that proposal would be that they'd be mandating companies automatically enroll their employees in a retirement account. If this were to pass, what would it really mean for American workers?
Well, the punchline is it'll be a huge leap forward in closing the retirement savings gap, which was a problem in this country pre-pandemic. You know, a third of baby boomers alone, who are sort of first up to retire, don't have enough savings. They're going to outlive their savings. They have between zero and 25% or $25,000, right? So that's just baby boomers. You've got millennials crushed by student loan debt. They're not even beginning to save yet. So what this bill will do is really push us forward to help people save more for retirement. And the big thing that you mentioned is it will require employers with five or more employees to offer some kind of retirement savings vehicle for their employees. Because the problem isn't with large employers. 80% of large employers offer all of us who have the benefit of working for them something, a 401k, an IRA, or other ways of saving for retirement. The problem is with smaller employers who haven't felt they were able to offer this kind of option for their employees, this benefit, or for part-time workers. So that's what this bill will do. Now, you use that word mandate, and that can get everybody all spun up. But we ask everybody to look closer at both the cost-benefit of it and that it's not really that hard, the way that it's structured. It will offer retirement savings to 35 million more Americans, and our experts estimate that 30 million Americans will take advantage of the savings. So you're talking about a big gap in this country. People don't have enough money to retire on. This will help 30 million more. But here's the thing for small businesses. It's as easy as just offering a payroll deduction to an IRA, right? So we get all spun around the axle on that word mandate, but this isn't that hard. And think about what it will do and what it will mean to millions of people who are facing retirement without adequate savings.
I want to hone in on what it would mean for the small business, because if this affects businesses that have five or more employees, you're talking about mom and pop stores and millions of them across the country. What would the cost analysis be for those companies? Because I think that the thinking is when you think about health insurance for smaller companies, because they're smaller in number, they don't have the pricing power. So it usually costs that business more to provide health insurance for their employees. What would this do for the business owner's cost if they have to force their employees, in essence, into a retirement plan?
Well, a couple things. First of all, there will be tax incentives for small businesses to help them do that, help them offer this. And it can be as simple. It's just offering something. It can be as simple as an IRA, which is just a payroll deduction, like, you know, a deduction to you send up your paycheck to an automatic deposit. And if the small employer can do that, they can have some of that deduction go to an IRA. So this is not going to be onerous, and there will be tax incentives to help the small business do that. If you recall what Congress did a couple years ago with the Secure Act, they also made it easier for small businesses to band together. So a florist and a auto mechanic and a publisher could band together and offer a retirement savings option. So that was an important change a couple years ago, and we think it works hand in glove. But the other thing that you said, I want to make clear, this is not a mandate on employees. The employer is required to offer something, and you'd be automatically enrolled, but you could opt out. That's why in our analysis, we say 35 million more people would be covered or have access to some kind of savings, and 30 million would stay enrolled. Because we know that little nudge, it's not a mandate, but it's a little nudge, helps all of us begin to save. And if something's just taken out of your paycheck every pay period, a modest amount, the majority of people don't notice it and get used to the savings. And then, of course, it compounds and adds up over time.
That's a good thing to highlight, though, the fact that businesses would be mandated to at least offer some kind of a retirement plan to their employees, but employees would not have to participate because some of them might feel they can't afford to save, which I'm not advocating for. But then I wonder where this thing really has teeth, this legislation and this proposal, because if we're still leaving it up to the employee, many of them might just say, thanks, but no thanks. There's no way I can swing that right now. And hence, you're going to have this problem of so many people not having enough money to save in retirement. So I guess I'm asking, where can we find sort of a happy medium and get more people enrolled? How do we do that?
Well, I mean, part of it is we've got actuaries and others in our world that predict human behavior, and we think the vast majority of people, again, 30 million, will take advantage of it and stay enrolled. So that's a big number. But, you know, financial education through your means and others to help people understand how important this is. Back to my first employer or HR director who said, pay yourself first, Susan. Seemed like a long time before I'd be ready for retirement, but I'm grateful for that advice. So those kind of things are important. But I also will say in the bill, there's a saver's credit, and that will incentivize, that's going to benefit millions of middle and low income workers and incentivize them to save. So that's another important part of how this is a, we think, again, just a big leap forward that'll help us close the retirement savings gap, and which has only been exacerbated during the pandemic as people were forced to take money out of their retirement savings or not save further because of other financial pressures.
All right. Susan Neely, President and CEO of American Council of Life Insurers, thanks for breaking that all down for us. We appreciate it.